الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد، وقال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه: إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. وقد قال تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected ulama, brothers and sisters in Islam, when an old friend of yours, who is called a real friend, although they, today there is no friends, Mahazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned this, that today there is no friends. If you got something in your pocket, they'll be your friend. If you got nothing in your pocket, there's no friends. That was Hazrat Ji told us that time. And then he gave us an incident. He saw a son coming every day coming late home. The father should make dua every day, Ya Allah. And he should cry at the tahajjud time, my son is not coming. Why is he coming so late? So one morning he confronted the son, he says, why are you coming late? He began to praise his friend, that my friend is like this, like that. So much of praises. Father was surprised that, why, if you got that kind of friend, I'd like to meet him too. I'd like to meet him. So we'll go tomorrow to meet him. Hazrat Ji giving us this incident for a lesson, because today is no friends. Many a time he mentioned this incident to us, to drum into our heart and mind, there's no friends today. It so happened the next day the father gets ready, but he delayed it a little bit. The son saying, father, let's go. He said, no, just hold on. After some time, it became like about 12 o'clock. He said, let's go now. Because you praise a friend, you know. So let's go. When he goes to the door, it was all pitch dark. He knocked at the door. Mother nearly break the door to no one waking up from there. And somehow he got up. He said, who's that? He said, oh, so and so. Oh, you came this part of the morning. Is there time to come? I'll see you tomorrow morning. He didn't even come to the door. He didn't open the door to see what's the problem, nothing. Now the son looked at the father, ashamed. Very ashamed. What happened here now? Me, I praised my friend so much. And this is what happened. So the father says to the son, son, I'm going to take you to my friend who I did not meet for 50 years. 50 years I've got no contact with him, but I'll show you, I'll take you to my friend. However, when he takes him to that friend, that part of the morning, which is about 12:30 or 1 o'clock, at one knock, who's that? So and so, coming down. When he opened the door, he had three things on him. One, he had a stick in his hand. Number two, he had something in his, he had a packet. And number three, he had something on his head. He looked at him and says, what? You came this part of the morning? So the friend tell him, no, I just came, you just knocked on the door. No, but if you come this part of the morning, there's a problem. Either you need money. Hazrat Ji told us that he took the money, you mustn't take money. You mustn't take money. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah, Allah has given so much of wisdom. He told us this month that he took the money out to give, but you don't take money. He said, I got this money in case you need it. And I got something in this basket, food. Maybe you need food, I brought food. And I got this stick here, you know. Possibly someone is troubling you. I'm gone old, but I may be able to help you. Then he told his friend, no. I did not come with that intention, but my son told me he has got a wonderful friend. Then I showed him, this is your friend and look at my friend. 50 years. 50 years. The car had ND393786. 393786. Please remove the car. So I just wanted to show my friend, my son, that this is how friends are, but today you don't get the friends. So after that, the son made Toba. I said, son, today you get very few sons like that who make Toba and say, no, father, I won't do it again. So if you have a friend of that kind, and if you invite him after some time, what do you do at home? You make preparation before time. An old friend, a true friend. Or leave that if your sheikh come to your house. If your sheikh come to your house, it's eat for you. Anyone sheikh come to his house, it's eat for him. There's no bigger eat than that. So if the sheikh come to your house and he tells you, I'm coming to your house certain date, what would you do? You will make sure that you make all kinds of preparations, that I must be free from all duties. I mustn't be any, not busy at all. And if I got duties too, I will make sure that I'll do it according to the time when he's not there. And if he's there too, I'll make sure that I'll be more with him than no one else. He will try his level best with his sheikh all the time. And he'll even make sure that he'll be 100% at home with the family too. He'll be very good with his wife too. When the sheikh is not there, I don't know what he does with the wife. But when the sheikh is there, the wife make dua, Ya Allah, let the sheikh stay every day here. Because the way he'll behave in front of the sheikh, that he's the best husband to the wife and to the children also. He'll give the best to the children also. The children begin to think too, they also make dua too. Why? What for? That you sacrifice everything for your sheikh. To make sure you want to become more close to him, you don't even do something which is against his tabiat. You go to that extent to make sure that even in the early part of the morning, you will sacrifice your sleep to make sure that his comfort is more important. Your sheikh's comfort is more important. You go to that extent that even you sacrifice your food, he must eat food, I'll eat afterwards. Everything you do, and you make preparation before time, how much of concern you show towards your sheikh, and how much of love you show towards the sheikh. And if it's true love that you have, then after you leave, the husband, the sheikh leaves, you become even more closer to your family, more dear to Allah Ta'ala. Because the sheikh is taking you more near to Allah Ta'ala. Sheikh is taking. So you make sure that you're taking all kinds of sacrifices. You make sure that you forget all your comforts too. That you're doing preparation for your friend or for a sheikh. Then how much you must be preparing for a friend that is even more greater than your sheikh, and that is Ramadan. Who took Ramadan as a friend? Why did Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam read Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa ballighna Ramadan? What's the reason for that? Did you see the wisdom behind the Imam reads every day in the month of Rajab? Rajab Shaban, Allahumma ba'alikna. Everyone saying, you know, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. But did you ponder upon what's the meaning of that? Inform me that a very great friend is going to come near you to meet you. Prepare yourself to meet him And he must be happy to meet you and you must be happy to meet him. As your sheikh, you know, when he leaves you, he says, you know what, I'm very happy with you, mashallah, you did so much of my khidmat, I cannot even thank you. You are so good to me, there's no reward for that. I cannot even reward for it. And then the sheikh goes outside and even praises this person, says, you know what, that person is a wonderful person. You begin to praise him too. And the murid gets very happy too. Whether it's true or false, only he knows. But he gets happy, you know, my sheikh is praising me, you know, this and that. And then he even tells the sheikh, you must come again, to please, Hazrat must come again, Hazrat must come again. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban, he is telling us, prepare for yourself for that great month. What are you doing? What's the meaning of barik lana? Give barakat. What's the meaning of barakat? Barakat in business. Barakat in my life, barakat in my family, barakat in my ibadat, barakat in everything. So in other words, that great month is coming, prepare from now. That in the month of Rajab, you begin to improve yourself, that your eyes should go to wrong places, you make sure your eyes do not go to wrong places. You got anger in you, you make sure you take that anger out. You try not to get angry with anyone. Your relationship back at home with husband and wife, to improve, to become a better husband, a responsible husband, a responsible father to the children. That is why Rabi Kanga made that dua. And they were balligna Ramadan to tell us that Ramadan is coming. Just inform us that, listen, now at least put your life right. Put your act right. Be good with everyone. And have this hope that you read Ramadan. And if you did not read Ramadan, to at least you have put your act right, you are now ready to meet Allah Ta'ala. You are now ready to meet Allah Ta'ala. Because everyone has to go. You know, my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Masihul Asaf Rahmatullah says, Shaykh hamesha rehte nahi, unki baatein rehte hain. Unki baatein rehte hain. Shaykh can never be all the time with you, but he's teaching them with you. They must look at you and say, this is your Shaykh. But remind you of your Shaykh. As you look at the Shaykh, remind of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As your Shaykh must also remind you that no doubt he was the truth. So it so happened, this is what it is. That everyone, even the Shaykh is praising everyone. So when Ramadan has come, Allah Ta'ala brought this Ramadan. And before even 1 month of Rajab, till you prepare yourself. And then in Shaban, إِذَا انْتَصَفَ شَعْبَانَ فَلَا تَصُومُ. When you come to 15th of Shaban, do not keep fast. He did not command us. If someone got qaza fast, he'll keep fast. But do not keep fast. Rasulullah says, when you come to 15th of Shaban, do not keep fast. Why? What for? Because prepare yourself physically also. You are preparing yourself spiritually. Prepare yourself physically also. That in these 2 months, make sure that you have that malice for people. You must keep that malice out of your heart. You got hate for people. Take that hate out of your heart. You got pride. Take that pride out. Malice is a very great sin. Very great sin. Once Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was having a majlis. And in that majlis he says that today a jannati is coming. If Rasulullah had to say a jannati coming, what's the meaning of that? One person come with his shoes in his hand and water, full of water. Poor person coming, sat down. Sahaba straight away, look, who's this person? What is he doing? Like you know how we, when you say a millionaire is coming, everyone look at who that millionaire is, how he's making money, how much also make money. In their hearts, it's not millionaires, it was that. How to become more close to Allah Ta'ala? What was the reason Nabi Karim Satam has to say he's a jannati? Let me say what he's doing also. First day Nabi Karim Satam said, they made this, that this jannati is coming. Second day again, Nabi Karim Satam said, jannati is coming. The same person again. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, who is this person? Ya Allah, who is that? The third day, Nabi Kareem says, Jannati is coming. Again the same person. One sahabi said, no, I'm going to sit by him. I'm going to find out what it is. I'm going to find out what it is that I also want to do the same thing. So he asked him, you know what, I'm a visitor. And I had to stay 2 days or 3 days by you. He said, yeah, sure, come. And he said, I was gauging him that for the 3 days he stayed there. He did not eat tahajjud namaz. He did not wake up for zikr. But what he did was, he was very punctual with 5 times salah. He should go in the morning, but whenever he should sleep, whenever he turned, he said, Allahu Akbar. When he says, Subhanallah. He should say those things, not more than that. So in 3 days, this person saw, he said, he's not doing anything big here. I can only sit in 5 times namaz. Yes, he's got good character in him. Very good character. He didn't harm anyone in any way. He was very humble. Besides that, I don't see anything else in him. Let me ask him now. So he told him, you know what, I've been here for 3 days. I'm not a visitor of that kind. But the true story is that Rasulullah said that Jannati is coming. And he gave it a certificate in Dunya that Jannati. So I wanted to know what you really doing. He said, whatever you saw me doing, that's all I'm doing. Not more than that. Then he said to him, you know, Alhamdulillah, thumma Alhamdulillah. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whatever you saw, that we saw. But Alhamdulillah, I have no malice for any Muslim. No matter how rich that person is, Allah, give him more and give me also. You know, in the hadith it mentioned, if a person sees another Muslim and he makes dua for him, then Allah gives him also. The farishtas make dua for him, say, Ameen. If you see a Muslim, and you see him going, whatever he may be, flourishing, whatever he must be, if you say, Ya Allah, give him more, whether he's piety, or he's pious too. If he's pious, you say, Ya Allah, make him even more pious and make me pious also. Anything that you see good another Muslim, you make dua for him and make dua for yourself too. Then Allah Ta'ala will give you too. And the farishtas also make dua for that person, say, Ameen. Just imagine how great it is. That he did not do anything much, but because of this one quality, he didn't have malice in him, he was been given Jannat, in Jannat, a certificate in Jannat by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we do not know the value of this month of Ramadan. We do not know. That in this, before the month of Ramadan, we are supposed to train ourselves. To that extent, when Ramadan comes, then it becomes very easy. And just imagine the 15th of Shaban, we've been told to keep that one fast. Nabi Kareem says from everything that he does, there's a wisdom behind it. That one fast was to show us that this is a sample for Ramadan. How you kept fast in that 15th of Shaban is like a sample in Ramadan. You did not go through any difficulties, that's how you be in Ramadan. To give you that encouragement to become more strong. However, Ramadan is a very great month. Rahmat is the first part. We all know why Rahmat. Rahmat because you mean, because how Allah Ta'ala allows you to do that ibadat which you do not have the strength to do. During the course of the year, it becomes most difficult for you to wake up in early part of the morning for Fijr namaz. But where you get the strength to wake up 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning, who is giving you the strength? After Ramadan, where the strength goes away? Who's giving you the strength? And then you know the amount of Quran you begin to read in the month of Ramadan, you do not get the strength after Ramadan too. You may not eat so much in Ramadan. But you find the strength where it's coming from. The same person the whole year, he may not come to the masjid, but in the month of Ramadan, you see a different person altogether. I read one article yesterday, well, not article, one incident of a person. Whole year you should not do namaz. You must not do that. Please, you do not do that. But I'm trying to tell you how Allah Ta'ala respects the month of Ramadan and the person who keeps fast, how Allah Ta'ala respects him. You and I do not know how Allah Ta'ala respects us. If only you know, because every other ibadat, a certain reward is being given to you. But fasting is how my banda is with me, I will give you that. How my banda is with me, I will decide what to give him, how much to give him. The more closer he comes to me, the more being taqwa in him, because the most important thing in fast in Ramadan is taqwa. to get the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, to get the nearness of Allah Ta'ala, the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala is looking at me. To have this at heart, 24 hours by Allah is looking at me. That you cannot even make one move, you cannot make one mistake to. This month of Ramadan is for that, to bring about that taqwa in you. That I must have Allah Ta'ala in front of me 24 hours. To go to the toilet to remembering Allah Ta'ala. To come out of the toilet remember Allah Ta'ala. When I go to sleep I remember Allah Ta'ala. There's not a minute I'm free from Allah Ta'ala. I'm in a bazaar, I'm remembering Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala wants to give us that training. That's why He has chained up the rebellious shayateens. Allah Ta'ala is making it so easy for us to get that condition into us. But if we do not work toward that condition, what do you expect then? Allah Ta'ala says in the hadith, to Hadith al-Qudsi, you run one hand, I run two hands. My husband used to say, you know, he said, agar ek haath to do haath, aur do haath to teen haath pe, tum daurenge to main apne aap ko god mein bitha dunga. God mein bitha dunga. Allah Ta'ala will make you sit in His lap. What a joy. Allah Ta'ala wants to give us the best of this month of Ramadan, but we have to take the maximum benefit also. We have to do some effort, make effort to have the sahabas with effort. But if we do not act on those things, then what will happen to us? Musa alayhi salam, he told Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, You have given me so much of closeness with You that You haven't spoken to me too. I spoke to You, Kalimullah. In other words, you know what I mean? I've been given that status that no other ummah got that status. And Allah Ta'ala replied to him, Oh Musa, the time when you speak to me and I spoke to you, there were 70,000 veils between us. 70,000 veils. But there's ummah after you. That ummah, in the month of Ramadan, when they keep fast, and the lips become completely dry, and the throat become completely dry, and they become completely pale in the time of iftar when they cry and talk to me, all those veils are open between me and him. All the veils are open, I'm speaking to them, I'm waiting for them to talk to me. If they only talk to me. Allah is so kind to us, so merciful to us. He is giving us this opportunity that appreciate this great gift of Ramadan. It will go. Appreciate this friend. Become so close to this friend, to that friend must cry when he leaves you. You know when a friend comes to you and you do all the best for the friend, when he leaves, what he does? He cries. No, I really miss you. Jazakallah. Please, I won't come. I don't want to leave you. Like that it must be that Ramadan must leave you in this condition that he's crying, please, I don't want to leave you, please. In other words, to take maximum benefit of this month of Ramadan, we have to appreciate this condition because Allah Ta'ala, we do not know whether we will get the next Ramadan. So Musa alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala told him that the ummah after you, I give them that condition at time of iftar that if they make dua, the correct dua, I will accept it. And I will definitely accept it. At that occasion, each and every one must appreciate that time. Make a lot of dua at that time. And you must have yaqeen. Mahazaji always used to say, have yaqeen, your dua is accepted. You must not have the slightest doubt that your dua is not accepted. But when Allah Ta'ala want to give you, when He decides, like a father, when a child asks the father certain things, the father says, not now, tomorrow I'll give you. Next year, the child keeps quiet. Because the father knows what is best for the child. Likewise, we are the, Allah Ta'ala knows what is best for us. And many a times, you know, in Jannat, when Allah Ta'ala gives you status, and say, Ya Allah, I did not do anything in the world, how did I got this status? Allah Ta'ala, you made this dua, you made that dua, and I did not give in the world, I kept it for the hereafter. And I've accumulated all this, and this is for me. Then you think to yourself, Ya Allah, if you did not accept any of my dua in the world, how nice it would be. So dua, Allah Ta'ala accepts. We must also learn this. So this month of Ramadan is such that we must now try that the whole 11 months we nourished our body. We gave it everything of the best. You go to the gym also. I don't know what diet you go through. All kind of things you do to make sure your body is up to date. But you fail to realize that this body is a skeleton without the soul. If that body is without the soul, if the soul is not right, what is the body? What the sketch can do? When you work so hard to make the body according to your expectation, and you forget to make the actual thing the strong, and that is soul, what is that? If a person got bad qualities in him, a person who haven't got good qualities in him, he's a bad person, he's got pride in him, he's arrogant, and if he drives a beautiful car, you say the car is good, not the man. And if you see a person wearing a beautiful suit, you say the suit not suiting him. You see the suit not suiting him because he's not fit for that thing. But if you drive, you've got the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You must not have pride in you. When Allah Ta'ala allowed you to do good deeds, what you supposed to do? Make shukr to Allah. When Allah Ta'ala allowed you to read namaz, remember one thing, you read namaz. You did not come, he made you come. You did not come to the masjid, he made you come. There was a person, you know, rich man, he's walking with his worker in a bazaar. The azan taking place. So the slave told, Master, I'm coming now, I'm just going to read namaz. He said, okay, go read namaz. Say, you can also come. He said, no, you carry on. You know, nowadays we do that, you find friends, say, you carry on. Carry on. We'll see in a day of Qiyamah where you carry on. However, this slave goes in namaz there. When he finishes namaz, everyone coming out of the mosque. This fellow is not coming out. Now the master asking, Baba, what happened to you now? He said, nothing happened. Then why not coming out? He said, he does not want me to come out. He said, who? The one does not want you to come inside. The one that does not want you to come inside, does not want you to come out. Allah Ta'ala. So everything, ya qadam uthe nahi uthaya jate. So no one should have pride, you know. Should never look down at anyone. No matter how good your condition is. No matter how much Allah Ta'ala keeps away from sins. No matter how good your fasting is. No matter how good your Quran is. No matter how good your knowledge is. Everything is good. Allah is looking after you, taking care of you. How are you supposed to thank Allah Ta'ala? Ya Allah, I'm not fit. I thank you for doing that. But do not have pride. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, one day he was coming out of the masjid. And he saw a person well dressed. And he said, look at this person. Why is he? He didn't say, it crossed his heart. This person is begging. Why is he begging? He didn't say anyone. But you know, when you become close to Allah Ta'ala, every small thing Allah will catch you. Every small thing. If you want to put your name in a list of the special ones, then Allah will keep in a special one, then you catch you with very small things. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, when he came out of the mosque, he saw this person, and he crossed his heart, a young person so strong, well dressed, and he's begging. He just went up. In a dream he sees that he's been given human flesh to eat. He said, this is haram. How can I eat? He said, acha, this is haram. What you did haram, now when you come out of the mosque, that was haram. When we made ghibat. Today ghibat is often. Very common. You find in the month of Ramadan, people making ghibat, they got no time, no other time. They got no other work to do. They got time to backbite. They got time to slander. They got time to... Allahu Akbar. This month, if that's how you appreciate Allah Ta'ala, how are you supposed to spend this time? How are you supposed... Why did itikaf come about? For what reason a person was told to sit in itikaf? Sunni Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi said, I only thought of it. He said, acha, to think bad of a person is not ghibat. Straight away he realized that what a big sin it is to even think bad of someone. Remember, Allah Ta'ala will not think bad, Allah Ta'ala will not take you to task if you think good of a person. Allah Ta'ala will take you to task for thinking bad of a person. You got no right to pass judgment to anyone. You got no right to pass judgment. Allah Ta'ala is the judge. Allah Ta'ala, and remember, your last action is the most accepted action. And your last action, you die with iman, you got everything. You don't die with iman, you got nothing. You can have the world, you got no iman, but nothing. Once you know a person, Whatever I'm saying to you is whatever I heard from Hazrat Maulana Masroor Sahib Rahmatullah. Once a person has his beard, you know his beard is not nice. Just small beard, yeah. So he should buy from a non-Muslim, he should buy goods, you know. So that non-Muslim should tell him, you know what? The bell of my cow is better than your beard. The bell of my cow is better than your beard. He felt hurt because it's created by Allah Ta'ala. If you mock anyone, you're not mocking him, you're mocking the one who created them. Remember one thing, you're actually mocking that person, not mocking Allah, you're mocking Allah Ta'ala. However, he kept quiet, didn't say anything. But the time was passing away, he told his children, okay, oh children, when I pass away, take my janazah past this shop. So, okay, they got surprised, why this shop? He didn't stop buying from that place, he started buying, all the time was buying the goods also. It so happened that he passed the shop and then if Allah Ta'ala wanted to do something, Allah Ta'ala can do. Allah had spoken to him. He passed away. His janazah was going past. At the moment he came to that shop, he wakes up from his janazah. He says, Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. Today I can tell you that my beard is better than the bell of your cow because I died with iman. Had I not died with iman, then no doubt the bell of your cow is better than my beard. So how important it is that a person must look after iman. The most important thing is iman. You have to take care of iman. If you do not take care of iman, you can lose your iman. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says, if a person does not have this fear that his iman will go away, if he does not have this fear, the possibility that he loses iman. Everyone must be in charge on guard that my iman can go anytime. If he has that in his heart, then at all times he'll make sure that he will not do anything wrong. He'll be concerned. Iman must be all the time on guard. I must not say something which is against the law of Allah Ta'ala. Just imagine that person in Makkah, which is a very famous incident. He was a learned man. And when he passed away in Makkah Sharif. MashaAllah. After some time, it was Hajj period, someone else passed away. So they had to put in the same qabr. When they opened the qabr, that man was no more there, and a woman there now. They got surprised that there was a man in this qabr, all of a sudden a woman. So some people from Paris who came for Hajj, they looked at this woman and said, Ya Allah, what is this woman doing here? She is supposed to be buried in Paris, what is she doing here? They got worried. So they went and asked. And she was a new Muslim. She was a new Muslim. So they went and asked the husband, a wife, tell me what is wrong? How was your husband? Very good man. Very learned man. Very pious man. But he had one fault in him. Listen to it very carefully, my dear friend. Everything is a lesson. Mahajaji should tell us all these things. Because these are the things that make your iman strong. You will be careful what you say. He said to them, she said that he had one fault in him. He always should say, whenever he should sleep with his wife, he says, how nice the Yahudis and Jews are that they don't have to bath after. Although he should make ghusl, but he should give priority to them. He should be happy with that act of theirs. Allah Ta'ala did not like that act. Allah Ta'ala did not like that. How can you say that? It's my religion, it's me. Why did you say that? Iman was taken away that even the zameen was not prepared to accept. So how important it is that Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to do good deeds. Allah Ta'ala, always remember whatever good you are doing, Allah Ta'ala is allowing us to do. We are not fit to do it. Look at that one great saint. The greatest ibadah in the month of Ramadan is recital of Quran Sharif. Recitation of the Quran is the greatest ibadat. There is no ibadat which is more greater in the month of Ramadan than Quran. It was revealed in the month of Ramadan. Also, Nabi Kareem said to make door with Jibreel in the month of Ramadan. If a person reads Quran and does not have time to make dua, whatever dua he made, Allah accepts it. Because why? He is speaking to Allah Ta'ala. When he's reading the Quran, what is he doing? He is speaking to Allah Ta'ala. He's speaking to Allah. Every moment a person must understand that how must I make maximum benefit of this great month. Few days left now. Ramadan is going to go away. It's going to come. It must be that Ramadan must cry and say, please don't leave me. Please don't leave me. And you crying also, you know what, I hope to see you again. And then you know when Ramadan must go out, he must also praise you. Praise you means what? In this sense that Allah Ta'ala must say the farishtas, this banda of mine, how he spent his time in the month of Ramadan, I am so happy with him. Oh farishtas, you must also love him. The farishta Jibril Rasulullah, we told other farishta to say this too. Allah Ta'ala loves him, you must also love him. The whole thing goes among the people of the world, that oh people, Allah loves this person, we love him, you must also love this person. This month of Ramadan is so great. You must be careful how you speak, what you speak, where you see, control your eyes. The guna is very severe. The guna is very severe. The punishment is very severe. One Majusi, a fire worshipper, in the month of Ramadan in Madinatul Munawwara, his son was in the month of Ramadan eating in front of people. He scolded his son, if I'm not mistaken, he slapped his son too, hit his son. Cannot, why aren't you respecting the month of Ramadan? These Muslims are fasting. Do not do what you are doing. Do not eat openly. Respect the month of Ramadan. For that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave iman. He passed away. All his years he was a Majusi, a fire worshipper. But when he passed away, someone sees in a dream, he said, you are in Jannat. Say, Allah forgave me because of this one act. If Allah Ta'ala forgives a person, the Majusi, for that one act, if we do how what Allah Ta'ala wants us to do, what Allah Ta'ala will not give us? Allah will give us everything of the best. Allah Ta'ala will give us everything of the best. So there was one person I forgot to tell you, that in a whole year he should not read namaz. Whole year. But when the month of Ramadan comes, he makes sure that he sits in the mosque and read the whole year's qaza namazes. Now you can't do that. And you must not do it too. Because he said, Ya Allah, you said there's rahmat in this thing here. Barakat in this thing there. So I want barakat and then I'm a sinner. He did not say that act is good. He said, Ya Allah, I'm a sinner, but Ya Allah, I'm doing with this intent that you will forgive me. Allah Ta'ala forgave him. Allah Ta'ala forgave him. Just imagine Allah Ta'ala forgive, because the whole year's namaz he read in the month of Ramadan. In other words, he locked himself in the masjid. He said, Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan is. And you and I cannot do that, and we will not do that. Just to show you how Allah Ta'ala respects the month of Ramadan. And how Allah Ta'ala respects a person who's fasting. Month of Ramadan, how Allah Ta'ala respects. If Allah Ta'ala respects us like that, then how much we must respect Allah? How much we must be more conscious of Allah Ta'ala? And the only way you can show respect to Allah Ta'ala is whatever Allah Ta'ala tells us to do, you must do. But why in this month of Ramadan, you find that those who are keeping fast, they cause so much anger in them. We got cool days, no hot days, but temperature rise very high. We don't know what happens to them. They forget all that they are fasting. And especially, you know who they take the anger out on? Those who are lower than them. Hazrat Ji should always tell us, Bibi ke piche ho gaye bhai. Bibi ke piche bas. And he says to us, Hazrat Ji told us, you know, Bibi aisi cheez hai. A wife, that even if someone harms her, if the husband makes her cry too, when people come, the way she hide her tears. The way she hide her tears, like nothing happened. She tried to seal her husband. If someone talked bad about her husband, she's not prepared to listen to. She wants to praise her husband, but that's all lies. Husband gives a hard time. The amount of hard time the husband is giving the wife at the moment, that one wife rings me up and tells me that, Maulana, in the month of Ramadan, the husband become like that. Where they are supposed to become more sympathized, more merciful, more generous, more kind. You find them that after Taraweeh, they spend more time with friends. Ne bichari wahan intizar karte hai, pura din woh kuch tayari ki hai. She made some preparation, her husband would come after Taraweeh, let us sit together and eat too. When Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi should come home, he should give one morsel to the wife of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He should give with the intention. No, we give our friends morsel. We don't give our wives morsel. So in the month of Ramadan, we cannot keep them happy. Which month? In the month of Ramadan, we don't allow them. When Rasulullah SAW should come home, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she feels so happy. Today when husband comes home, the wife waiting, hey, the lion came now. And hungry lion too. What have you learned? Sometimes the wife will say, what have you learned? Month of Ramadan. So akhlaq is a very important. Mahazaji should always say, akhlaq. Then I'll conclude with this one hadith of Rasulullah Samud Mahazaji. Always tell us. And I always tell with this intention to remind myself. You know, before I do this, let me give you my 1-2 experience with Hazaji. One day I locked Hazaji up in a room. I told him, Hazaji, you got too much of letters? Can I talk, Mona? I got a lot of letters. Hazaji, you sit down and you write your letters. I'm going to lock. Anyone comes, you say, yeah, you give them dua to the people. So I should sit down there. Anyone comes and says, Hazaji, give duas. All the time, Hazaji is giving duas. So Hazaji is busy writing letters there. After some time, I hear the knock. So I run quickly there, and I say, oh, Allahu Akbar, I forgot Hazrat must be knocking for so long. I opened the door, he's smiling at me. Now listen to this incident, not because I'm telling it to you, because I want to tell it to you. I want to tell it to you that you must also bring that in your lives. That when you're knocking at the door of your wife, at the home, and you want to go to the toilet, or you got, you know, hungry, you ring the bell. What's wrong with her? I know, why is she taking so long? Not realizing that she's a woman, she's doing work at home, not playing fools. She may be in namaz too. I know, what's happening to her? I don't know why she's doing that. And when she opened the door, she's smiling and she looked at the face of the khalas. Allah khair kare. Allah. So I always, from my experience, I always, when I open the door, and whenever I come there, I think of my Hazaji, and I also look, I also have a smile on my face. Because Hazaji says, when you smile at your wife smiles at you, Allah Ta'ala smiles at you, Rahmat. And he says, khub, Rahmat luto, garme khub, Rahmat luto, khub, Rahmat luto. Mom, another incident with Hazaji. Hazaji should not eat in the afternoons. But at 3 o'clock he'll have some tea of biscuit, but nothing more than that. So it so happened that I'm giving my experience. Then what happened? Someone cooked nice biryani, you know. So Hazaji's sister was there, so she told in the evening, Hazaji, Hazrat, aaj bahut acha khana pakaya tha. Very nice food, very tasty, so tasty, and you know when you make exaggerate, what happens? So where's my share then? If you exaggerate, you must keep something for me too. So Hazrat says, "Acha, mera hissa kahan hai? Where's mine?" She said, "Ke bachchu ne kha liya. Bahut acha hua. Straight away without even hesitation. Very nice. They ate it up. And if you and I go to the house, you told the wife, you know, remember, I'm eating, I'm coming to eat this food, yeah, remember. And the wife, which went to sleep, and the children would swipe it. What happened then? Now what happens? Bichari, she wakes up, oh, Allah khair kare. And she has, and it, she tells you, I'm sorry, you know, the children eat it. I don't have to tell you what you have to say. These are incidents to remember, to make us more insan. Hazrat says, ke jannati banna bahut aasan hai. Namazi banna bahut aasan hai. Insan banna bahut mushkil hai. To forego your comfort, the comfort of others, very great thing. Nabi Kalim had that. Forego your comfort with the comfort of others. Then you see where you get. So these are the kamals. In the month of Ramadan, we are faced with this kind of thing that Allah Ta'ala, that you prepare yourself with your skeleton so much. Why don't you give this month of Ramadan for your soul? Nourish your soul with the zikr of Allah. Nourish your soul. Or to polish it with your soul, with taking out all that malice that you have in you, that pride you have in you, and bring humility in you. Man tawadha lillah wa ta'allah. That person who has humbleness, Allah raise him. Those people who sit in itikaf are very fortunate, because they are the servants of Allah Ta'ala at the moment. The temptation of sins are no more with them. How fortunate they are. they are supposed to know how to respect the mantra, you know, the masjid also. This masjid is the house of Allah Ta'ala. You have to respect it. You are a mutakif. You have taken the burden of the people on your head. The people must thank you for that. But you yourself must remember that I have taken a very big responsibility. Allah's mehman. My Allah's mehman. They say, you know, a person of the etikaf, he is begging the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And until unless Allah Ta'ala forgive him, he will not leave from this place. And when will he get that condition? The time when he completely put himself to Allah Ta'ala. Every way. In namaz to his with Allah. He sit there, he sit with Allah Ta'ala. He makes zikr of Allah. The time when he is to, he is very concerned. The sunnah of Nabi Karim. When he takes the motion in his mouth to, he says, Ya Allah, I thank you for this. You've given me the way Nabi Karim, Sallallahu should eat. That's how you eat. Everything you bring your whole life of Nabi Karim in your life. That's why you're sitting in Tepika. Everything must come into your life. You are very concerned not to harm anyone. Not to harm anyone. Kisi ko takleef na dena. When you read Quran to you, make sure the other person is sleeping, you make sure you don't cause any harm to him. If someone else is eating food, you don't have to pass. You must be, I always say, that etiquette, that cubicle is your qabr. You must take it like a qabr. How you alone your qabr, that's how you alone there. And make it that you and Allah and no one else there. Allah Ta'ala hameh. اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے اور اس رمضان شریف کی برکتیں ہمیں نصیب فرمائے اور جو بھی کوتاہی ہوئی اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو درگزر فرمائے اینڈ واٹ ایور آئی سیڈ او اللہ میاں بیوی میں آپس میں محبت اتفاق نصیب بیکاز آل دا لائف وی سٹے ود اور لائفز اور وائفز لیٹ اس سٹے ہیپی ہاؤ وی سٹے ان دا منتھ آف رمضان اور یور شیخ کم ہاؤ یو سپینڈ یور سیلف ود یور وائف ان فرنٹ آف یور شیخ اٹ مسٹ بی دیٹ آل دا ٹائم ٹو آئی جسٹ ریمبر ون انسیڈنٹ آئی مسٹ ٹیل اٹ یو I must share it with you all. There was one person who eat food, you know. He invited the sheikh home. And the sheikh ate the food. And after eating food, he said, the sheikh said, I want to speak to your wife. In parda. So he told the wife, mashallah, the food was very nice. It was so tasty. I really enjoyed it. So she started crying there. Sheikh said, what happened here, Baba? I said something wrong. She said, no. 40 years I'm married. My husband did not tell me once too, your food is nice. You say, Manja's food is nice, but you won't say your wife's food is nice. Who is supposed to keep heart? Uska to dil nahi rakhte. You know something? When everyone leaves you, your wife will be with you. She's with you all the time. You know, I know so many incidents of, they were very, 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 very close with friends. The time they can be bedridden, the friends are gone. The only one person who suffered all her life, she still ascends to the husband, that's her wife. They're the broken-hearted ones. And the broken-hearted ones, Allah Ta'ala see Nabi comes and says, Allah is most near to them. And whatever dua they make, badwa to, they don't make badwa, they dua. That's Allah Ta'ala accept. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala. We make, Allah must give us the tawfiq of fulfilling the rights of everyone. Fulfill rights of everyone, fulfill rights of this month of Ramadan. You must make this dua, Allah is, mayne ke haq adha kari, tawfiq nasib farma. Or jo dar guzar, jo kotai ho, so dar guzar farma. O Allah, Allah ma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mawlana Muhammad. Wa ala ala sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ashabi wa ta'ala. Allahumma hidana sirat al-mustaqeem. Sirat al-lazina namt alayhim minan nabiyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada wa salihin. Wa hasna mulayat rafiqa. Rabbana atim lana nurana wa khfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadeer. اللهم إن نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة على الإيمان بحرمة القرآن وبحرمة النبي آخر الزمان صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأطعنا ربنا لا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة على الإيمان بحرمة القرآن إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام المرسلين والحمد لله.